Hello and welcome to the Courageous Heart Podcast. My name is Heather Warren of Blossoming Heart Guidance, and this week's episode is about healing school trauma. So I'll just give the caveat that I'm not anti-education and I'm not anti-school or anti-public school. I'm not somebody who thinks you should just homeschool your kids. But I just wanted to, you know, really present this topic of school trauma. A lot of us, you know, are not allowed to talk about this in a way. We're given that education is the pinnacle of democracy. And I would agree. I think it's important to have critical thinking and learning and education. However, I would say let's take a look at some of the models of education and question some of those things. So it's a little bit meta of, you know, questioning the education system using critical thinking school skills I learned in the education system. But there are a couple of areas that, you know, I think personally, many of us have been shamed or felt not good enough, or it squelched our love of learning because of the experiences we had at school. And I'm talking about experiences that it could have happened with our peers or the other students, the people that, you know, were on the playground, there's bullying, or even the trauma of being set up as the bully. Like, that's a whole other thing we haven't talked about in our culture. But the real interpersonal dynamics that, you know, kids can be cruel. Then we're also dealing with teacher and student dynamics, curriculum, all of this. So again, I'm not here to go into like pedagogy or all of this and the philosophies around it, but just in your own sense of self and, you know, what is it that you've had to heal? And, you know, and it creates these beliefs within ourselves at such a young age of what we're good at, what we're not good at. You know, you have to succeed, you can't fail. You know, don't be the smart kid, or don't be the stupid kid, or don't be the nerd, or don't be the jock, or whatever, right? So there's so much that happens at school that can really affect our sense of self and how we see ourselves, and then translating as adults what we end up getting involved in. So I'll give you just even an example. I mean, the difference for me is that when I was going through school, I was really good at math and really good at, you know, getting A's, A pluses. I could solve problems. That's great. I still to this day don't know why I needed to learn trigonometry and so forth. But it, you know, I had a strength there, and I had a strength in doing the accounting course. So I got a, you know, accounting award. But so they just sort of streamlined me into going, okay, you have to go to university and you need to go to business school. And I hated business school. It was not me. It did not match my values. I was, if anything, I was a human-centric person. I loved people. I wanted to do good things in the world. And, you know, I'm not saying you can't do that in business. I mean, I'm running my own business now and figuring that out. But it was very much a path of like streamlining me into doing corporate business. And I look back at it and I go, wow, like there were so many other points where if I had just the right teacher or mentor or guidance, that I would have gone in some very different directions. And it would have been obvious if it wasn't just based on grades, right? So it would have been sociology, or, you know, if I was going to get into business, it would be as an entrepreneur. So taking college courses, perhaps, you know, things like this. But it was just because I got A's, I went to school and I went to university and I went to business school. And so then, you know, it just leads to now I have a degree in business. Now I have to use that degree, blah, 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 blah. And then the domino effect. Instead, but my passion was also, you know, reading and editing and writing and languages and people and all of this. I had other passions, but I didn't get straight A's. I've also worked with clients, you know, who also have the wounds, the residential school wounds. There's the wounds of, you know, it's just this, the school system in and of itself was built around colonial times, industrial times, and getting kids to school. So it was really about teaching them how to become really great workers or really obedient people. And if you didn't fit that category, or you had special needs, or you're coming from another culture that, you know, values a different type of education, you know, when we're looking at different styles of education within First Nations communities, or, you know, really taking a look at seeing the value of education that you can see in communities of color, and especially, you know, my experiences being in Jamaica, understanding wisdom culture and the importance of learning how to live and how to be and how to relate and how to survive. And there are these lessons, how to work with nature, how to all of these things. We're seeing these alternative programmings coming out. But for those of us who didn't get that, you know, it was very much this sense of competition and grades and succeeding and, you know, fitting into the system, or, you know, competing against your peers. And yes, be nice. However, there's only some kids that are going to go to college, some kids to university. And it's damaging. It is so damaging. And needing to actually, there's such a healing journey of restoring, you know, what is it that brought me joy? What do I want to learn, right? What is it that I'm good at? There's different types of intelligence. There's book intelligence. There's intelligence of emotional intelligence. There's intelligence of knowing how to organize a home. There's a whole other brain around organization and putting tasks in place. There's intelligence about how to deal with people or customer service or all of this. And if we truly as a culture, as a society, started valuing these different types of intelligence, there's body intelligence. Like, some people are just so body confident and aware, right? These are all different types of intelligence that really, if we accessed, we could actually learn so much from each other and even open up to going, hey, I might not be strong in this, but I'm curious. I would like to learn this. And that just even bringing it back to, you know, what we'd call the jocks or the athletes or all of this, that they had a propensity or an interest in this about, you know, how to master the body or overcome the body or take care of the body. And they have a lot to share with us, right? If you were somebody who felt like you didn't fit in, you were carrying too much weight, or you were clumsy, or all of this, you may benefit from being able to say, hey, I'd like to try this. I'm not strong in it. But if you were wounded in school around this, then as you get older, you might not go towards, you know, fitness or learning how to do a sport or anything like that. And you might be missing out on another part of yourself or your life because of it. So, you know, when we're talking about growth or overcoming ourselves or overcoming barriers or looking at our blocks, you know, I really would love for each and every one of my clients that I work with is to say, hey, where in school did things go for you? You know, whether you were told you had to be smart, and this is just the road you go down, or you told you were not athletic enough, or you're clumsy and you got teased. You know, there's a lot of pain in this. But really looking at, then how is this blocking you from a fuller life now? You know, there might be things that actually you'd be like, I was always curious about this, but I didn't want to do it because I got completely rejected or shamed, or I got a D on that test, right? I just invite you to take a look at that and not to go into really painful stuff, but to really look at where maybe there's something I'm avoiding that I'm curious about now. I would like to bring into my life. I'd like to learn this even though I got a D, or I'd like to learn about how the world works with chemistry, you know, and even though I might totally flub it up, you know, but taking that online course or learning about it in other ways, you might be surprised at how you might find a new solution. You might find a new way of being, a new way of doing that somebody else hasn't, or the world hasn't. This is how inventions are made. So to get just those creative juices flowing, those juices of, you know, other parts of your brain opening up, you know, let's take you out of your comfort zone a little bit, and or out of that zone that has caused a lot of discomfort, and start living life like it is, like you're a kid, in wonder, in awe, in curiosity, and saying, maybe I can do this. Maybe I can try this. So there's so much in this. If this speaks to you and you're ready to unpack some of this stuff, you know, just reach out. I do have a program called Unlock Your Heart and Blossom. If you really want to delve in and start moving towards reaching your potential and ready to make things happen in your life that you may not even realize that there might be parts of you that are wanting to blossom and open up. Just check me out at blossomingheart.ca or send me an email, heather@blossomingheart.ca, and I invite you to learn something new this week. Thank you for listening and sending you big hugs.